No, I'm genuinely very sad. I'm very sad for the students. I'm very sad for the community because having a sixth form, there's no doubt, does then reflect on the community. So, I hope that there's not too many students who are not able to then have to travel to get some provision. You know, the risks, if you look at it from a student's point of view, is that we go backwards as a country with social mobility.
I mean, it's a big deal, isn't it? How concerning is it that yet another school sixth form is looking to close its doors?
It's very much a Suffolk challenge. So it's a business challenge. It's a political challenge. Some areas have tended to keep to having 11 to 18 schools, and they've got good reason for that. So Chelmsford comes to mind in Essex, or all of Hertfordshire. And so, they've invested in 11 to 18 schools. Suffolk in various towns, you've got Bury St Edmunds, Ipswich, Lowestoft, will have gone down the college model. And that's about efficiency, scale, offering more courses, often newer buildings. So it's that attractiveness. But obviously you could lose sight of the individual, which is, that they'll be keen to make sure that doesn't happen. So it does reflect the kind of local landscape. And you can't have it both ways, really. So in terms of efficiency, the school will have been looking at the number of courses it runs. Then they say, well, actually, we haven't got enough numbers to run this course. They drop the course, but that makes it less attractive for a particular student. So then the students have no choice but to travel. So you end up in a cycle, and that's not really the fault of, in my view, an individual school or a trust.
What makes a school sixth form experience different to post-16, the college environment?
I think ultimately, we're small enough that we care. We know the individuals. We actually genuinely say, you're a name to us, you're a person to us. You're not just, a number. But what you've got to do is to then invest so that you do run courses. And we don't look at courses here. We don't use language like they're profitable or all of that. We run the courses because we make the allowances in our budget to do it. And, therefore, there's enough of a curriculum choice for students to want to stay on and to study.
Is that why you're attracting students? Is it tough to compete in this environment?
Well, yeah, the answer is yes, but it's tough for everybody. It's tough for every industry, and we are an industry. And they are these days, there's no getting away from it. They are run on business models. And if you don't have sufficient, numbers for a subject, then the course is cut. And then, as we've seen, that sometimes affects the institutions themselves. So that's true for everybody. And it will get tougher, in the next 10 years as demographics were to drop. So you'll see primary schools struggling to recruit because the children are out there. That will work its way through into the sixth form sector and then on to universities. So that is sort of, the natural order of things. But unfortunately, unfortunately, but no more, you haven't got a strategic authority who can manage all of this. And I'm not saying that it has to be county councils or the local authority. There's other models, of course. But, in order to manage this at a county level, there does need to be a sort of a greater authority than the school. Leaving each individual school or trust having to make these difficult decisions, I do, I feel for them because it's not easy, and they're having to face their communities as well.
Yeah, and are you seeing students coming to you for sixth form, outside the catchment, maybe including Felixstowe? Are you, or do the majority of yours sort of, naturally progress onto Thomas Mills sixth form?
Well, again, it may or may not be related. We've actually seen an increase this year in numbers, and I'm actually having to look at how I divide some of the classes so that we don't want the student, hard model is not to have large class sizes, but actually I have got large class sizes, which is more the college model, but we will invest in some staffing in order to give some smaller groups. The ideal would be 15, 18, and not, we wouldn't want it to be too large than that. So being popular also brings its challenges.
And you can give assurances to parents and students about the future of the sixth form at Thomas Mills. There's no plans for that to go anywhere.
Oh, no, not at all. No, we're serving a very wide rural area. It's really important that rural areas and indeed coastal areas, you know, young people, as I say, are able to access a good quality education. And, you know, we have to just keep in mind what I think that focus on social mobility, you know, that the idea that students can progress into the sixth form and then have a range of opportunities ahead of them is one we should absolutely, you know, hold on to both as a county and I would argue, you know, as a country. And, you know, we are a rural county with the large towns, you know, on the periphery. So we do need a model that supports our geography.